Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks for that introduction, and thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. I want to talk a little bit today about the things in life that are unwavering. And honestly, there just aren't many of them. Have you ever been riding down the road and you see a sign and you just immediately know, oh, that's what that is? Like if you're riding down the road and you see the golden arches, you know it's McDonald's, right? If you're riding down the road and you see that hot, fresh, now light from Krispy Kreme come on, you know to turn in and get a dozen. I mean, there are some things that just flash at us and we know. You know, it's not when everything in our life is going great that our faith will be put on display like that. It's when we're actually struggling. It's when life is hard. It's when life has just kind of beaten the crud out of you. It's when a move from God is the only way that you're going to actually break your way through and get to the other side of the problem. Are you the same person during your trial, or is God only good when your life is good? Now, that's a pretty good question to look in the mirror. If you're in the car right now and you're listening to today's podcast, just take a quick look in the rearview mirror and look in your eyes. And just for a second, ask yourself this question. Am I the same person during my difficult times, or do I believe that God is only good when my life is good? One of the greatest things that testifies to God's goodness is a faith that is unwavering. What if we changed our perspective during trials? What if we truly considered them joy like the Bible teaches us to? You know, I heard a fellow say one time, humans aren't necessarily biblically illiterate, they're biblically disobedient. That is a great line. I wish I knew who gave it, but humans aren't necessarily biblically illiterate. They're just biblically disobedient. We like the part of Scripture that's fun and good, but we don't like that part that challenges us. Maybe everything you've been through is to establish a firm foundation for everything God is taking you toward. The question is, can God trust you? Can he trust that when your life doesn't go the way you want it, you're still going to honor him and trust him and live for him? Now listen, friend, don't make the mistake of thinking your trials are wasted seasons. When you're living a life that honors God, nothing is wasted. Everything that you go through, the difficult times, the good times, the so-so times, they all have significance as far as Jesus is concerned. Consider the testimony that could come not just from your trial, but even in the middle of it. If you continue to honor God, think about that. Make a conscious effort to honor God in every circumstance because he is worthy. God, today, help us view this trial time in our life as a preparatory phase. God, I know that the trials of today lay the foundation of tomorrow. Help these folks that are listening today to recognize that you are worthy of our praise in every season. And thank you for promising to work all things to good. In you, Father, we have and find our hope. Romans chapter 5, verse 3 says this, friend, we can rejoice also when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance. That's been my theme the last few podcasts, and I want to continue that. So I want to encourage you, friend, that we can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance. And endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. Friend, listen, you can go in the peace and promise of God that whatever you're walking through, when you have an unwavering faith, God is always there because he has an unwavering love for you. So rejoice when you run into these challenges, for we know that they help us develop endurance that develops strength of character, and character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. Run, my friend, with an unwavering trust in him. God bless you. Thanks for joining me for another weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.